This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Denver DA says two police officers will not face charges for shooting and killing a 41-year-old man in early September. District Attorney Beth McCann says the officers acted lawfully when they shot Antonio Black Bear. She says that the man pointed an airsoft gun, which looked like a handgun, as he walked toward the officers. McCann says police were responding to reports of an armed person in the area. CDOT is making plans to address a major bottleneck on I-70 west of Denver. The agency could begin an expansion project on Floyd Hill near Idaho Springs as soon as 2023. CDOT Commissioner Kathy Hall says it will help the recreation economy.
There's too many people in the Denver area that have really quit skiing because they can't get there. This is hugely important. It should be a real priority for all of us.
CDOT still has to find roughly $100 million for the project. The CDC says don't travel for Thanksgiving. Kalayla Woolen and Yolanda Perry flew into Denver and say they came prepared.
Even just getting onto the plane, I like wiped down my seat with the hand sanitizer, multiple masks all the time. Oh, constantly washing our hands.
I stay in my 6 feet apart distance. I don't get any closer.
DIA expects 36% fewer passengers during the normal Thanksgiving holiday week. 59 degrees in Denver. It is 43 in Vail. This is CPR News.